Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kelly.
What's up?
This taxi driver, he looked Venezuelan to you?
Ah, oh, Christ, Gene, you gotta stop worrying about Caracas.
This situation just smells fishy to me.
There's no chance La Brigada de la Pescada are operational here in... Driver, where the hell are we?
Gerrard's Cross.
I'm sorry to hear that, but you didn't answer the question.
Chorleywood.
I'm not asking Chorley, I'm asking you.
Amersham?
You're a sham! What did I tell you, Kelly? This guy's bogus!
Sir, we're on our way to Four Slice Studios. I'm afraid there's been a development.
Oh, what?
Well, I don't know how to put this, Gene, but some hands have exploded.
Some hands?
That's right.
How many are we talking?
Two. They belong to a hand double named Susan Van Susan.
Christ, that's 100% of Susan's hands!
If you say so, sir, you're the numbers man. So what next?
Oh, geez, I'm stumped.
So is Susan.
What about the crucifix crash? Do we know what happened there?
Well, that was no accident, sir. Turns out the cords were cut.
I see. Any leads?
No, sir. Like I said, they were cords.
So you think it all ties up?
For the last time, sir, the cords were cut.
I mean, does it connect?
Gee!
To the explosions!
Oh, I see. Well, not as far as we can tell. Turns out the crash was all part of a PR stunt Vivian Stone herself was planning to pull before she popped.
But either way, we have two exploding women, right?
There's gotta be a link. The studio's doctors are looking into it.
Ah, so they're taking a hands-on approach.
Right. And Susan's employer, a Miss Joanna Shoebags, won't leave her side.
Just wants to lend a hand?
I can see what you're doing here, Gene, and I think it's very disrespectful.
Oh, I see. You point the finger and I get a slap on the wrist!
Stop this right now and let's get back to the task at...
Yes?
God damn it!
Who exploded Vivian Stone? Episode 3. Set a course for Uranus.
Miss Shoebags, can we please ask you to...
That's Miss Shoebags to you, you blubby little toad! Oh, Susan, I won't leave you. I promise I won't.
Susan's condition is stable. We just need you to get out of her bed.
Oh, I see. You think I did it, do you? And why on earth would I want to hurt her? She's my only ally in this terrible place. She was my right-hand woman. And my left-hand woman.
Brian, is everything all right in here?
Dr. Stacy, come in.
My God, your hair.
Yes.
Your teeth.
Yes, yes.
Your jaw.
Let me stop you, Miss Shoebags, or we could be here sometime. My name is Dr. Carol Stacy. I'm just a simple, winsome doctor with a solid brushing technique and a genealogy chock-a-block with Olympic champions.
Oh, shoulders. Tell me, Dr. Stacy, do you canoe?
I did, to a global standard, until a rare marine plague claimed my best friend and co-oarsman Colin, and I vowed to dedicate my life to healing.
My goodness.
I've been trying to get Miss Shoebags to fill out these admissions forms and... Ah!
Damn it, Brian. Can't you see this woman is an actress? She's not like us medical professionals. She's trying to do something worthwhile with her life. You can't just ask her to fill in forms like a pedestrian.
Finally, a man who understands what I'm going through. Oh, Dr. Stacy.
Please, call me Carol.
Carol, without Susan, my career is lost. It's my hands, my terrible hands.
Come, come, come. Why don't you take your gloves off and show me these hands of yours and we'll see if there isn't something we can do about them. There's really nothing that could shock me.
All right, if you're sure.
You see, there's nothing to... Oh, my God.
Holy parasitic Jesus.
What in the name of antibacterial sex play are they? Brian, get Dr. Mellenbost in here, quick smart.
I can't move. My eyes. My eyes.
Bring along Catsworth and Phillips, too. They're a couple of perverts. They'll want to see these things.
Stop looking at them!
Dr. Stacy, wait!
Stay strong, Brian. These meaty clots could change the face of science as we know it.
No, Doctor. It's Susan Ben Susan. She's waking up.
Surely, contractually, Joanna can't refuse to go on camera.
Even if we could force her, Laura, there's no way we can put those things of hers on screen. They're monstrous. She wouldn't look human.
Crocodiles to Passion of Cleopatra in Lot B, please. Crocodiles to search ready for the Nile chase scene. And message for Mr. Sons, Vivian Stone's will has arrived.
Vivian's will?
What the hell? Why would Mr. Sons be reviewing Vivian's will?
I'm sure it's nothing to worry about. Now, can we please get back to the problem at hand? Mick, I was rather hoping to catch Olivier. Get his ideas on this?
Afraid he's very busy, Wallace. Doing some essential character work over at the menagerie.
The menagerie?
Yes, he thinks that Jarb the chimp demon needs to be more animalistic. He's gone to study the monkeys to try and capture something of their essence.
God, he really is a true artist.
Look, can't we just use someone else's hands? What if I stood in?
Oh, please, Laura, don't be absurd. You don't have that kind of training.
Susan spent 10 years at the conservatoire, Laura. You can't just suggest any old nonsense. Now, Wallace, have you considered using boxing gloves?
Boxing gloves?
Yes. Perhaps Joanna's character, Evelyn Creed, is a boxer. A warrior queen ready to fight the devil's corner.
Mick, we can't just introduce an entirely new character trait for the final few scenes. It's absurd.
It's a twist. People love a twist.
Mick.
I, for one, love it when a woman turns out to be unexpectedly wearing very large gloves.
No, Mick, it won't work. I can't make those kinds of damaging compromises to the artistic vision. We have to figure something out, a solution that sits elegantly alongside the visceral urgency of the piece. What on earth is that noise?
Oh, my. Wallace! Laura, darling, you really must take a look at this outside.
Crikey!
I know. I didn't know that Wiggy could drive.
No, darling, look at what he's towing.
What is that thing? It's enormous.
What beautiful blinking lights. Michael, it's like our wedding disco all over again.
Till funk do us part, my darling.
Is that a spaceship?
It's magnificent. All those pipes and tubes. God, it's visceral.
It's so urgent.
Oh, my God, I've just had a phenomenal idea. Come on, follow that spaceship.
And I said, for the last time, I'm allergic to pineapple, so get it out of my soup.
Oh, it's lovely to hear you being so assertive, Ronnie.
I know, Judy. And what about you? Are you feeling better about your lines?
Oh, Ronnie, I've always suffered from horrible nerves since my very first audition. It's too late to change all that now.
You could be confident, Judy. You stood up to everyone when Wiggy needed you.
Well, that's different. This is star power we're talking about. I mean, ask me to stand in a crowd of Parisians throwing bread at King Louis XV and I'm fine. Ask me to stand in a crowd of villagers throwing rocks at Henry VIII and I'm fine. Ask me to stand in a crowd of waitresses throwing hors d'oeuvres at Diana Ross.
And you're fine?
Well, actually, then I get fired from my catering job, but...
You're much more than an extra, Judy. You're Kroll the Demon King. You need to stand up and seize your moment in the spotlight.
Mind out, ladies! Spaceship coming through!
What?
Oh, my God, look at all that smoke!
Where'd you find that?
They've just wrapped on Disasteroid 2. This time it's Meteor, so this puppy was due to be scrapped.
Looks like it's falling apart.
Well, the vultures have already descended. The canteen's nabbed the cooling units for a new freezer. Spaghetti-Me-Not have nicked the headlamps for the mob disco. And the torpedo cannons have gone to Bingley Bear by the battleship. Stop!
Hello, Wallace!
Hello, Mr. Matravers!
Hello, Judy! Ronnie! Wiggy, I am commandeering this spaceship,
eh?
Wallace, next time there's running to be done, would you please give enough notice for me to put on my pumps?
And for me to put on my jogging shorts!
What's going on?
Well, from what I can tell from the blood on my trousers, a lot of chino-based chafing!
We need that spaceship, Wiggy. You need to get it under the set at once!
What are you talking about?
Joanna's hands! It's perfect! Joanna's character can have the hands of a monster, for she is that monster!
Is she?
She's an alien, come to Sheffield in her beautiful spaceship!
Oh. Travers, you're a genius, and Joanna will be delighted. She's a hideous alien, of course!
Wallace, how on earth can Joanna's character all of a sudden be an alien?
It's a twist, Laura. People love a twist.
But
think about it. Joanna's character here representing the dangers of the other. It perfectly shifts the metaphorical crux of the piece.
I adore to shift the metaphorical crux.
Exactly. This beautiful piece of machinery can fit flawlessly into our creation.
Absolutely not.
What?
This thing's barely holding together as it is.
Disasteroid 2 didn't exactly spend top dollar. These gas chutes are very delicate.
I'm sure we'll cope.
Well, we've already had two exploding women and one crucifix crash landing. I'm on thin ice with Mr. Suns as it is. There's no way I'm clearing this.
Look, there is only one man in charge of this movie, Wiggy.
Yes, Mr. Suns.
Look, just do as I say and get it on set. I'll handle Mr. Suns.
Can we get Christine from the menagerie to Passion of Cleopatra, please? The crocodiles are flat out refusing to chase Julius Caesar's pedalo, and they need a caffeine shot. That's Christine with caffeine to the crocs, please.
Susan? Susan?
What?
Susan, you're all right. You've had a bit of a shock. Just take your time opening your eyes.
Oh, for God's sake, I'll wake her up. Susan!
Miss Shoebags, I must ask you to keep your hands out of sight at all times. Dr. Melambost has vomited himself into a coma and Brian's eyes still haven't stopped bleeding.
I'm so sorry, Doctor.
How are you feeling, Susan?
Am I in heaven? Are you an angel?
No, Susan, I'm not, but with this jawline, that's a perfectly understandable assumption to make.
Hello, Susan. Oh, yes, definitely not heaven.
You're in the studio's medical wing.
What happened?
God, I'll never get used to saying this to patients. I'm afraid your hands exploded.
What? Your hands have gone, Susan. Your precious, precious hands. Oh, God! I know! How could you be so careless? My hands!
Try and calm down, Miss Bensusan. I'll give her a tranquilizer.
You'll never hand double again, Susan! So I don't have to work for you anymore. Oh, sweet relief. Oh, thank goodness that tranquilizer's kicking in.
I haven't given it to her yet. Now, Susan, we need to ask you what happened. We need to find out what made your hands explode.
The last thing I know, I was visiting Reggie in the menagerie.
Who?
Reggie, my canary. Oh, he must be missing me terribly.
Ah, well, I'm afraid I have some more bad news. About Reggie. He didn't make it.
What? Oh, for God's sake. You exploded your precious little bird as well, Susan. You splattered him to mulch with your beautiful, incendiary hands. Oh, Reggie! Oh, for goodness sake, Susan, stop drooling on yourself. Someone stick a tissue on her stump. He just made me so happy. I love all of God's creatures, Dr. Stacy.
Ah, Brian. Your eyes have stopped bleeding.
We've got those reports back from the lab.
Give me those.
No, Miss Shoebags, your hands!
Oh, God, not again! Mr. McTravers!
Where is he? I need to see Mr. Suns.
You can't.
Listen, this is probably a bit above your pay grade,
Francesca.
Francesca.
That's right.
With a flan.
Yes.
Right. Well, good. Look, I need to see Mr. Suns. He won't mind.
You can't just go straight in there. He's in there with Vivian Stone's will.
Mr. Suns.
Wallace, just the man I wanted to see.
Mr. Suns, look, I know we've been on a bumpy road, but I can safely say I have absolutely got us back on track.
There's been a change in
my plan. Vision, Mr. Suns. My vision is clear at last.
McTravers, this is Will.
Hello.
Pleasure to meet you.
Now,
Heptalion 9.
I beg your pardon?
Heptalion 9. A small cluster galaxy far out in the Vespa Quadrant. 10,000 light years from Earth. Otherwise known as Evelyn Creed's home planet.
Wallace!
She's an alien. A simple extraterrestrial determined to infiltrate Krull the Demon King's cult, turning this simple demonic parable into a limitless metaphor on the concept of belonging, which here, in 1973, truly is le soupe du jour.
Wallace, you're not listening. This is Vivian's will.
Damn it, sir! I don't care what's in her will. My vision is my vision, and that deceased harpy cannot halt it.
Not the will, her will.
What?
This is Will.
Ha!
Vivian's Will.
A pleasure.
Eh?
And he's brought Viv's Will.
Yep.
And who is he?
Will.
No, this man.
I'm Will.
He's Viv's son.
Mr. Sons?
No, no. Vivian's son.
Oh, God, I'm having a stroke.
Come on, Brian. Give me that report.
Sorry, sir. It's just
My pupils have ruptured.
Pathetic.
Come on, Brian. Don't worry. I know many a blind man who's had a sparkling career. Just look at Ray Charles.
I can't.
That's the spirit. Now, this report. Uh-huh. Well... Well, that's interesting. The plot thickens.
What is it, Doctor?
Well, Susan, it appears that you've developed a rather insistent boil on the tip of your penis. You're quite the medical marvel, Miss Bensusan. Sometimes even experienced canoeists like myself can still be surprised.
Next page.
Ah. Sometimes experienced canoeists like myself are looking at the wrong report.
Oh, good.
And sometimes experienced canoeists are reading their personal lab results instead. Well, damn. Brian, schedule me for a lancing, would you? Turns out my little soldier needs a new helmet.
Right you are, Doctor.
Well, Susan, let's get back to your report. It seems we have a clue as to the cause of the explosion. We've detected a substance on the scanned gobbets of hand we were able to recover.
Apparently the chemical makeup resembles some sort of moisturizer.
Think carefully, Miss Bensusan. Do you remember using any moisturizer prior to the incident where your hands exploded?
Well, didn't you listen? Doctor, she told you she didn't remember a thing. Oh, poor girl, the boil on her penis is very clearly clouding her memory.
Miss Bensusan?
Well...
Susan!
Joanna, you... You can't silence me anymore. Yes, Doctor, it's true. I was creamed by Joanna Shoebags.
Miss Shoebags creamed you?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Miss Shoebags, this is an outrage.
It wasn't my cream, all right. It was Vivian's. She'd been using it for years. She slathered her whole body in it, and she always looked incredible.
So you stole the cream from Vivian?
Well, it's not like she's in need of it anymore.
You're nothing but a creamer and a villain.
Why would I hurt Susan's hands? My career depends on them.
Either way, it looks like we found the cause of the explosions.
Not so fast, Brian. If Miss Stone had been using this cream for years, then it can't be what caused her to explode. She'd have been goo from the very first application.
You see?
I believe what we're looking for is a reactor. Something which, when combined with the cream, caused Vivian's body and Susan's hands to blow to high heaven.
But what could that be?
I don't know, Miss Shoebags, but I intend to find out. Brian, cancel my penis lancing. I have an experiment to conduct.
And me, Doctor? What will happen to me now?
Don't worry, Susan. I'm sure they'll find something for you to do here.
Medic to Passion of Cleopatra. Repeat. Medic to Passion of Cleopatra. We've had a crocking. Christine from the menagerie has been fully crocked.
So let me get this straight. You're Vivian Stone's son?
William Vanderflap's the name.
Goodness, you smell...
Enticing, ain't it?
Wait, Vanderflap? Why do I know that name?
My daddy was Twipe Vanderflap.
Of course, that scent.
Founder of the Bubble Bath Empire.
The $1 billion Bubble Bath Empire.
Soapy Sudders.
Did I mention it's worth $1 billion, Matravers?
Oh, you smell of naught but lavender.
With just a hint of ylang, and indeed ylang. Mama never forgave me for not following her tap shoes into the entertainment world, but... Hell, I couldn't resist the draw of my daddy's bubble biz.
That loofah you're holding suddenly makes a lot more sense.
Care to join us in my travel bath?
I won't, thank you. But again, a lot of questions answered there.
Probably for the best. We're already knee-to-knee as it is.
God, I feel rejuvenated.
Another squeeze of body glaze?
Don't mind if I do.
That's it. Really loosen those muscles.
Will's going to be checking in on the film, Wallace.
Oh, really?
I'm a bubble man through and through, but my mama left me her stakes in this movie, and heck, I want to make sure you're doing right by her.
Ah, well, far be it from me to disturb two men having a professional soak, but the good news is that with this new direction, everything is going, well...
Swimmingly?
I wouldn't recommend it in the travel bath. It doesn't have the girth.
Well, yes, it's all going very well indeed.
Happy to hear it, Wallace.
Really?
Of course! I've never been more relaxed.
That's the power of a good body glaze.
We'll swing by the set later today so you can show the billionaire son that you're not completely ruining his mother's legacy, all right?
Wonderful news.
Until then, Wallace, pass me that rubber ducky. We men have business to attend to.
Geordette, what's going on?
Oh, no idea.
All these emergency meetings, my thighs are in shreds.
Ah, Joanna, you're back from the medical centre. How's Susan?
Shh, he's about to start.
Who's about to start?
I'd like to thank you all for gathering on set so quickly.
Who are you? And why are you standing in the shadows?
My apologies. My name is Dr. Carol Angelica Stacy.
Oh?
And this is my face.
Oh? God.
I am a tall, wonderful doctor and a man who will not rest until I know who's responsible for de-handing Miss Bensusan and painting Forsly Studios a vivid shade of Vivian Stone.
Stand by for gas chutes!
Sorry about the gas chutes, Dr. Stacy. We're just in the middle of a rather complex UFO installation.
Please, madam, I'm a medical man. I'm quite accustomed to working with gassy surprises.
Oh, doctor, please, tell us more.
Listen here, Stacy. This is a film set. You can't just walk into a sacred place like this carrying an oversized clipboard.
It's a surfboard. I always try to end a long day of saving lives with a topless dip in the ocean. It keeps my abdominals wet.
It certainly does.
And I must say, those are some load-bearing deltoids.
We carry a far heavier weight here, Stacy. The weight of art!
You must be Mick Salad. I admired your performance in The Beekeeper's Secrets. The critic said you had real...
volume! Yes, I remember! Your flattery won't work here. You can't just turn up and think we'll respect you.
I also trained medically for many years.
We all train, Stacy. 3 summers at National Youth Salsa.
I went to Miss Delamere's Dancing Darlings. We wore leotards, Dr. Stacy, with stripes.
I trained too, from Derby to London. 5 hours it took.
Your achievements awe and inspire me, but that is not why I'm here. I'm here to test you all. Both Vivian Stone and Susan Bensusan used a strange potent cream before they found themselves exploded. But the cream alone didn't do it. What was it combined with? We don't know, but we can find out if any of you are next.
How exactly do you intend to do this, Stacy?
The same way I do everything, Salad, with urine.
Urine?
How dare you, sir? A man's urine is his castle.
People are exploding, Salad. That may be normal where you come from, but medically speaking, it's just not on. One or more of you may be riddled with the mystery reactor substance, but if we can get ahead of the killer, test each of your urines with the cream, we can uncover who's next to blow.
You think I'm going to let another man dabble in my golden product?
Unless you'd rather rub the cream straight onto your cheeks and see if they blast straight off.
I mean, he is right, Mick. Dr. Stacy is right and tall, and he's got wonderful blue eyes.
What on earth is happening? A chap in a pinny flutters his eyebrows, and suddenly you women are lining up to shovel him piss?
God's sake, Mick, people are exploding. If we can help Dr. Stacy stop that, we must.
He's right.
He's right. He's handsome. I mean, right.
First things first, I'll need a volunteer. Here's someone brave, well-hydrated, and willing to step into the spotlight.
The spotlight? Ronnie, this is it, just like you said.
Yes, Judy.
Dr. Stacy.
Madam?
I am Judy Goose, and I am not afraid.
No, Judy. Judy, what are you doing?
I can't do a wee with my knickers on, can I?
For Christ's sake, there's a bathroom down the corridor.
Yes, public urination, though courageous, is not required. A testing center is exactly what we need. Thank you, Miss...
Salad.
That's Mrs. Salad.
Well, Side Salad.
Laura!
Side is my maiden name.
Wonderful. Miss Goose, please follow me to the bathroom. I will set up appointments for each of you where I will plunge a sample of Vivian's cream into your brisk yellow offerings. If nothing happens, you're clean. However, if that urine blows and you've come into contact with the reacting agent and could be next, God only knows where we go from there.
This is outrageous!
I expect you all to be prompt and full-bladdered. After all, urine is not something I'm used to asking for twice.
And over there, we've got the rest of the newborn lambs.
My goodness.
Just across from the butterfly canopy.
I never knew they came in so many wonderful colours. And such sweet little lambs. And darling little duckies.
This is your demeanour, Susan. I must say, we're delighted to have you here at the menagerie.
What?
Oh, yes. We work with our hands all day, feeding, petting, comforting, snuggling, of course. And your career, well, it's been quite an inspiration to all of us.
Thank you. Though, I'm afraid I may not be able to give these beautiful creatures the comfort they need, what with my injuries.
All taken care of, Susan. Take a look.
Goodness, is this...
Brushes, scoopers, puppy ticklers. All bespoke made and ready to be strapped onto your... May I call them stumps?
You may.
There we are. Our gift to you. To thank you for your years of inspiring handiwork.
My goodness. Oh, my. Who is that?
Oh, he's going to be Mark Anthony's horse in Passion of Cleopatra.
He's...
Certainly a fine, strong fellow, isn't he?
Yes.
His name is Titus.
Titus?
I'll leave you to it.
Titus?
Are we sure we need these gas chutes to expel real gas?
If we don't use real gas, how can we in all good conscience call them gas chutes?
Right, boss. All the pipes are connected.
All right. Kev, Trev, you two get to the pumps and open up the flow.
Wiggy, how's it getting on?
Nearly there, boss. Here, can you hold this pipe for a minute while I loosen the valve?
Oof. All right, then. Jesus, this is heavy.
Don't let go.
Oh, Wallace, there you are.
Ah, Laura, just the person. Now, it's vital that everything runs extremely smoothly today. We've got a lot to get through and a very important visitor joining us, so we need to be as professional as possible.
Oh, absolutely, Wallace. Now, you're late for your piss appointment.
I beg your pardon?
It's a very thorough doctor's orders, Wallace. Everyone needs to give a sample for explosion testing.
What are you talking about?
I need a sample of your urine, Wallace. He's very thorough.
Laura, there's absolutely no time.
Don't let go, Wallace. I'm at a crucial stage here.
Well, don't worry. This is exactly what assistant directors are for. I'll help.
Oh, lovely. If you could just hold the
down
gas...
Down we go.
Laura, no! No! Unhand my zipper!
I refuse to disappoint Dr. Stacey, Wallace. And it's nothing I haven't seen before. If I can help you direct this film, I can certainly help direct your winkers.
Laura!
Don't be shy, Wallace. In Korea, we had to live off each other's urine for weeks.
See, it's perfectly normal.
Well, I say had to.
Oh, bloody hell. Fine, just not a word to anyone, all right?
Don't worry, I won't let the cat out of the bag. Speaking of, let's get your little tiger out. We can leave the bag.
Oh, God.
Right, hold it up.
I'm trying.
Twist a little to the left.
Stop pinching.
I said hold it up.
I'm trying.
What?
We might need a bigger one.
Well, it's cold in here.
Hang on, I might have something here.
We need more pressure.
My hands are slipping.
Mine too. Hold still.
There's too much pressure.
Just relax and let go.
Whatever you do, don't let go.
Just stop talking. Let me concentrate.
For God's sake.
I think we've got it. Here we go.
Here we go.
And that, everyone, is full flow.
We're going to need a bigger cup.
So that was Passion of Cleopatra. And through this door, Mr. Van der Flap, is the Rosemary's Toddler soundstage where they should currently be installing the UFO.
Sounds swell.
It's the perfect chance to give you a real insight into the kind of professional operation... Urine!
Has anyone got a bigger cup?
Christ, it's gassy in here. I can barely see.
This pipe is absolutely gushing.
Well, I can't stop mid-flow.
Wallace, is that you?
Mr. Sons, it's not what... There was this doctor, very thorough doctor, and the gas chutes, of course.
Now, I can't really make out what I'm seeing here, Gavin, but it looks like a...
Oh, no, I can see how it might look like a director having his manhood manhandled by a mannish woman in a manic manner, but in fact it's just, it's just,
Special effects, yes, this is how you make... an alien bleed on film. It's a time-honored technique. We're actually at a very delicate stage.
Stop waggling, Wallace. It's going everywhere.
Jesus Christ, is he?
Let's not ruin the magic, eh? We'll be back in a couple of hours, Wallace. I trust that will be enough time for you to get your gizmo under control.
What an absolute cock-up.
Well, that explains my drippy slides.
Right. That's the stable nearly done. Good as new. Who's there? Oh. Oh, it's you. It feels much smaller in here with the two of us inside, doesn't it? Titus, I'm not sure we should be in here alone. Oh, Titus, please. Titus, we mustn't. I know. I feel the same, but I have to go. I'm sorry, but I have to go.
And then, in the 68 Queensland Shot Put Championships, Dr. Stacey, it was a statewide put-out. My rival, Gertie Nevis, had secretly coated my shot put in butter.
Dr. Stacey, did I ever tell you? I worked on a medical series myself.
It's a pretty cutthroat sport, but there are limits, Dr. Stacey. You never butter another putter.
A double DER, it was called, Dr. Stacey, about a plucky gang of well-endowed young trauma surgeons.
Ladies, I completed both of your tests close to half an hour ago.
Yes, Laura, what on earth are you still doing here?
Well, I mean, it's just good to chat, isn't it?
We've tested everyone who was in close contact with Susan in the lead-up to her hand blasts. Both of you, the old woman, the girl, the director, the technician, and, accidentally, my apple teeny.
So diligent.
Anything yet, Dr. Stacey?
All clean as a whistle. Let's toast to a well-conducted experiment.
No, Doctor, that's not your apple teeny, that's the rest of my...
That classic apple teeny tang. Salty. So... with no positive tests, Miss Ben Susan is the only chance we have of working it all out. If she regains her memory of events leading to the incident, we could piece this whole thing together.
She's in the menagerie, Doctor. I could take you to her. Alone, perhaps. We could maybe stop off at a little Spanish taverna on the way.
Or I could take you.
Don't be ridiculous. Susan adores me. She'd be devastated if I don't go.
Wait. I just think, as the assistant director, I should be in charge of any studio touring.
Wait a hot hell second.
I think you ought to get back to your husband, don't you?
Your husband?
My husband?
Mrs. Side Salad, your husband was awfully resistant to the idea of the testing this morning.
Don't be offended, Doctor. He just doesn't trust anyone who hasn't studied jazz.
And, according to the schedule, he'd never made it to his appointment. He's the missing link.
Mick? My husband, Mick?
Gosh, and here I am, unmarried and available.
Why would Mick Salad avoid this experiment, Mrs. Side Salad?
I've no idea. I'm sure it's just a misunderstanding.
Take me to him.
I could take you. Via a truly delightful little taverna?
I'm sorry, Miss Shoebags. I'll have to pass on the tapas until I've got Mick Salad to pass piss. To the soundstage.
Precious little duckies, aren't you? So soft. So small. Now then. Three ducks per crocodile, twice a day. So down they go. Oh, hungry boys, aren't you? So precious. Here you go. And one more. Titus, is that you? I told you. We can't. It's not... Oh, it's you. Let go. I can't get purchased wearing these duck chuckers. I'm spilling my ducks. What are you? Oh, no! Oh! Nice crocs. Lovely crocs. Remember me? Susan? I fed you ducks just a moment ago. Oh, think, Susan, think, what was that croc attack survival poem you learnt in Brownies? When cornered by a crocodile, they'll want you for their lunch. There's only one way to survive, and that's to land a pu- Oh, no.
This is a cast call for Rosemary's Toddler. Cast and crew of Rosemary's Toddler to set, please, and make it snappy.
Right, are we ready?
Nearly there, Wallace.
The spaceship looks really great, Mr. Metrovitz.
Thank you, Ronnie. Where is everyone?
Well, I don't know.
Where is the man they call Mick Salad?
Dr. Stacey White.
Laura, Joanna, who is this man?
He's a doctor, Wallace, a very thorough doctor.
Hello, Dr. Stacey. Come back to watch the champagne shot of you.
There's only one shot I'm interested in, and it's not champagne. And it comes out of Mick Salad's
I'm here, Wallace. Sorry I'm late. I went for a wander.
Salad!
Stacy!
You missed your urine appointment, Salad.
I told you I'm not having one. I am a salad of Salad Island. We do not give our fluids away to charlatans like you.
I see.
I should hope so.
So there's absolutely no way for me to access your fluid?
Not a drop, sir.
I didn't want it to come to this, Salad, but I'm afraid I already have your sample right here.
What? Where on earth did you... find my product!
The medical bay. From the first day of the shoot, you were all asked by the studio to provide a urine sample to prove you weren't, to put it medically, higher than a donkey's ass.
But fine! But I don't see what this proves! Who cares whose urine reacts with what? It doesn't mean anything!
Mick Salad, good luck. Here we go.
Oh, heavens above!
Yeah, quick as you can, please. We've got a lot of filming to get done.
Adding cream to urine. Now... Well, we'd expect any reaction to happen pretty fast. So I guess I can safely inspect the sample by putting my unprotected face directly over the...
Oh, oh my God!
Oh, my eyes! My beautiful eyes!
My urine! My beautiful urine!
Agony! I have never known!
Stop to say that your head's smoldering!
Look out! Those gas shoots are gassy! Not fireproof. The old thing's going up.
Activate the cooling units.
Yeah, they're in the canteen.
Fetch the fire crew.
They're in the canteen.
And get to the canteen.
It's closed for a fire drill.
Oh, God.
No. Apologies again about earlier, Will.
Hey, no apology necessary. I always wondered how you folks make aliens bleed.
Yes, absolutely. This next visit, though, should be much, much smoother. They'll just be doing the final shot, so let's quietly step inside and see poetry in motion. What on earth?
Is it supposed to all be on fire?
What the hell's going on?
Oh, God, Mr. Sands!
The Travers!
Everything's under control.
Dr. Stacy, are you all right? Can you speak?
Where is Salad? Bring me Mick Salad.
Never!
Your system holds the answer.
You're mad. You're mad and handsome and blinded by piss.
Please, Mick. I don't want to be the wife of an exploded husband. You can't ask me to do that.
But Travers, this does not look like a project which is under control.
No, no, Mr. Sands. Mr. Vanderflap, I can guarantee you this is all part of my vision. It's just a minor explosion, you see, all part of the special effects.
I must say, it looks damn realistic.
William, let's leave right now.
And how'd you pump in that stench of charred, searing flesh? You film guys are a real hoot.
Wallace, in the morning, you and I will be having a serious discussion about this so-called vision of yours. This way, Mr. Vanderflap.
No, Mr. Sands, I can explain. Come back. I can get this under control. I'm your man. Wild horses couldn't stop me from finishing this project.
Jesus Christ!
What now?
It's a horse!
Magnificent!
Yes, I can see it's a horse!
It seems upset.
Off with you, you damned silly horse! Go away!
What's wrong, boy?
We need to contain Mick Salad.
This horse is trying to tell us something.
But the experiment!
Yes, Laura, it's clear we need to follow this horse to find the truth. Ignore the doctor and follow the horse.
But the science!
I answer to but one science, Stacey. And that's the science of drama!
Oh, Michael, you are magnificent.
Bravo, Mick, truly bravo!
Will someone please help me?
It's strange, Dr. Stacy. Now that your face is glooping in that terrible way, my passion for science seems to be waning.
Yes, and I'm not even sure those deltoids are load-bearing.
You're finally thinking clearly, ladies. Now I am following this horse. Who's with me?
I'm coming too!
The menagerie. Maybe Susan's asked him to bring us here. Maybe she's remembered something.
Susan! Susan! Oh, God, the lengths that woman will go to make a scene.
He's stopped right by the
crocodile enclosure.
What is that in there?
It looks like chunklets of meat.
Hang on. Those chunklets look worryingly familiar.
Oh my God. That skin tone, those needy wisps, that pathetic lack of self-confidence, even in death. Oh, Susan! Susan!
Oh, God!
Oh, good grief. Oh, I'm going to be sick.
Please, Wallace, we've got enough chunklets as it is.
What happened here? Did she fall in?
Or was she pushed?
Pushed?
Susan was the key to finding the reacting agent, wasn't she? What if this wasn't an accident, but was someone
covering their tracks?
For whoever did this
has killed twice
and could kill again.
We need to call the police.
No! No, we can't.
Wallace!
My cherubs, if we call the police, they'll shut us down and tell Mr. Sands, and I'll certainly never work again.
But people are dying.
Of course. Of course, it's awful, I know. But if the work does not complete, are we not all dying? A petit mort, as the French would say.
Wallace, what are you implying?
Look, dearest, wonderful Susan has sadly met some sort of terrible end, but our art should not, nay, must not, suffer for this fact.
He's right. The art cannot be put at risk. Nick!
One more day. After all, that's all we need, right, Laura?
Well, I mean, technically, yes, according to the schedule, but
doesn't Susan deserve a legacy?
Well,
one more day and we can finish this. I believe in our talents. I believe in the vision. I believe in us.
I believe in us too.
Me too.
And
All right.
Wonderful stuff, Wallace.
Then it's agreed. We keep Stumm. We finish the film.
But
for Susan.
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 I'm very, very moved by each and every one of you. Now, where are we going to hide this body?
Who Exploded Vivian Stone is written and performed by Kill the Beast, who are David Cumming, Clem Garrity, Natasha Hodgson, Ollie Jones, and Zoe Roberts. The music is by Felix Hagen, sound design by Rich Evans, and photography by Idil Sukan. The series is produced by Ben Walker for Storyglass.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.